Good afternoon, Your Honor, distinguished members of the Board of Directors of the University of Illinois, my fellow Americans, and my fellow Illini. My name is Fred Cash. I'm one of nine members of my family by blood or marriage that graduated from this fine institution. I also was a seventh chief for the University of Illinois. I want to start with one quote. Of all areas of study that a student can select, history provides a student with the best opportunity to profit from his studies. So saith Malcolm X. I think we have to look back at history. Illinois, you see the name on the flag, Illini, five tribes, Kaskaskia, Tamaroa, Michigamme, Peoria, Cahokia. Illinois. It's amazing. Every Indian tribe that I've heard mentioned here today was, in fact, an enemy of the Illini. The Illini at one time numbered about 18,000 when they finally sold this land that we very stand on. It was maybe 240. Your Honor, if this were a court of law, you might be challenging some of the opposition as to their standing before this court. What we are talking about is the Illini, five specific tribes, amalgamation formed the tribe, the Illini. What we have here is, in fact, now you know what the Illini felt like, being hit from every single different direction. You know, the Ojibwe, the Potawatomi, the Kickapoo from the north, the Sioux from the, and the Missouri from the west, the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, the Cherokee from the south, and I just heard there were, you know, the Seneca and Iroquois from the east. I ultimately could not hold this land anymore, and they sold it. If you look at history at West Point, you will find that the Illini were, in fact, the most loyal allies of the French. In fact, in the Battle of Duquoin in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Colonel Washington surrendered to the French and the Illini in the beginning of the French and Indian War. Your Honor, also, some Indians retained sovereign rights to the property, which they should have. Today they have casinos. You notice before anybody, any Native American receives any remuneration from those casinos, they must prove that they belong to that tribe, at least 1/32nd, 1/16th, sometimes 1/4. And yet, we kept talking about Native American. The Illini were a First Nation. First Nation. Chief Chicago, maybe that name rings a bell to you. 7 years before George Washington was born, Chief Chicago was in France, basically with Louis XV. 18 years before Thomas Jefferson, 48 years before William Henry Harrison, and 112 years before one of the most finest generals that this country seen, Sitting Bull, was even born. The Illini were already negotiating with the world leaders. Mr. Kaufman talked about, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have here a letter from Thomas Jefferson to John Baptiste Duquoin, chief of the Kaskaskia, where he was thanking him for help in the Revolutionary War, where John Baptiste asked for school administrators to be sent out. And here's quickly what the